Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All righty, let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. It is the crossover. How are you guys doing today?
Awesome.
Good to hear.
Pretty damn great. I had to turn the mic off.
Pretty great.
I was talking to him.
Niners are in the damn playoffs.
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
The Niners are in the playoffs.
Can you explain to me, because we hadn't talked Friday, I was at the funeral, look at me jumping in. No, I'm going to take
go
the playoff.
Ahead. No.
Don't. The two-point conversion, I feel like Tony Soprano and his friends were involved on that on Thursday night. I've never seen anything. The team that was rewarded didn't initiate anything. What the hell happened? I told Stoney all morning.
Correct call.
In Detroit, in Pittsburgh. How was it a touchdown?
Also correct call.
Yep.
But they're explaining it wrong.
How so? Which part has got you?
If there's a flag, it's not a don't
but
give
not on the
credence
defense.
To the touchdown.
No, but a game cannot end on a defensive penalty.
Gotcha.
This is an offensive penalty. So that means the time does come off the clock. So, yes, you would get another shot at the end zone. The problem is there's no time on the clock. The game's over.
I didn't think that was
so. He's talking about Thursday.
No,
I'm talking about yesterday.
Wow. Yeah.
The Lions-Steelers game, for those who did not watch what ended, it absolutely just unbelievable play. So Amon-Ra's called for offensive PI.
It was.
It absolutely was.
You think so?
It was. And the flag came out well before all.
Dibs, it was a box out.
He gave him some
Ramsey
arms.
Ramsey sold it.
He gave him some arms.
Mike Orvin on my one.
He catches it at the one, and he's getting pushed back. And as he's being pushed to the ground, he laterals the ball to Jared Goff, who then runs into the end zone for a touchdown.
Yep.
And then they talk it over like they all have jury duty, and they talk it over for an hour and a half. And then they come out, and I thought this was the craziest roller coaster emotionally that a fan base has ever been on in 11 seconds. Because the way he described it, he comes out and he goes, after further review, the ruling on the field is touchdown.
Yay!
And the place goes crazy.
I was like, they counted
and
it.
And then he goes, However,
it's nothing more than a big butt.
Pass interference on the offense.
Keep going.
So,
play another down.
Right. Nope.
No,
we're
nope.
Gonna 15 yards and replay the down. And they're like, oh, okay, but we get another shot. And he goes, but there's no time left on the clock, so the game is over.
Yep.
And the Steelers have won.
That was literally
the way it was described. That's a rough one.
Oh, it's rough.
It's a rough one.
And the reason why that's the rule is if you were like, 1 second left at the 10-yard line, then the offensive line would just hold every play. Like, I'm going to tackle you. And, we throw a touchdown. No, holding all offense. Right, you get one more play. No, you don't, offense, because you did it on purpose. So the game ended that way. And the other one, which was, the whistle blew and there was a fumble, but apparently, when the whistle blows and there's a fumble, the fumble can continue. And so that's that.
Well, it's kind of like intricate. It was because there was a clear recovery of said fumble, and therefore the whistle in that particular. I'm not saying that it should be that way, but that's how it is. It was officiated correctly. It was a backwards pass. It was a fumble.
I love referee Willard.
It was done correctly. Trust me, as someone who's got family members who spent the whole night, we got screwed. No, you didn't. You got a bad break, but you did not get screwed. Officiated correctly. Hi, Steiny.
Listen to Willard.
Steiny, yeah.
Gotta love the refs.
Working hard
not,
out there.
Not all of them.
Oh, no, they're working.
All right, we're talking football. Don't get me started on the basketball refs.
Oh, boy.
Don't get me started.
I know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
How about if I say first, and Dibs knows this, the voice of the Suns, John Bloom, came on our show Friday in between the two games and stated there's an officiating problem in the NBA.
Oh.
Did he say that?
Yes. Yes. And he almost got emotional with what had happened about Dylan Brooks and LeBron James the week before.
Yeah, right.
And he's just like, I mean, he wasn't necessarily defending Dylan, but he's like, LeBron, you remember the play. He practically assaulted the ref.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and there's nothing. And then same for Dylan, you know, with an arm bar to Steph Curry.
What was that?
Flagrant one? What are we doing? What is a flagrant two or flagrant three if that's not it? What is that? Why did it take the Warriors 72 hours to get mad about it? How about that?
Yep.
I know the whole thing was just bizarre. And then Draymond getting thrown out 25 feet away with words.
And I came in and gave him flowers because I heard Steiny going to the funeral Friday, him and E, and I loved every bit of it. Like, when they play Saturday, this was right after Brooks had hit Curry, and Curry was laid down. Soon as the ball's tipped and I'm in the car with my son, like, I'm digging that.
Yep.
So I felt like Dre did it. Then we do the show, and now I'm like, nobody did nothing to Brooks.
Jimmy did. He threw the ball at him, and they didn't call anything.
He hit him in the face with the ball.
Yeah.
He was hot.
And nothing got called.
Right.
That did happen.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. You tell me. That's all I'm saying. This isn't for or against any team. I don't understand what's happening out there. I just don't understand it. From one call to the next, I have no clue what the hell's going on.
So Brooks goes forearm off the ball, off the play, into Steph's stomach, flagrant one. Jimmy takes the ball and throws it directly, intentionally at Brooks.
For no reason.
No call.
Yeah, no call.
And then Draymond
Well, the reason
utters,
was for Thursday, I believe.
Right, but that's not, I don't think that's in the rule book.
No, but then Draymond utters a number of different words that start with consonants, and it's uno, dos, adios. So, what are we doing? Where's the bar?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I felt like if they have a taunting rule, Draymond should have been teed for taunting after the block on Gillespie.
He gets leeway. You know that.
Okay. Well, that would have been the little one. That would have been the little tee.
Do they have a rule for taunting?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, the NFL does. I don't know if there's an NBA Dibs, you know, taunting.
Well,
I
believe stand over is, a dude after a dunk and... You know,
I see that. Have you ever watched the NBA game where that doesn't happen?
I see him get teed up. I know that.
All I'm saying is I don't know if by the letter, I know in the NFL there is a taunting rule.
All right.
I don't know if there's a taunting rule in the NBA.
I mean, if you dunk on a guy and go look at him when he's on the ground, you get a tee for that.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know.
And then
the push was very awkward. I felt like.
I just hate it was from the back.
I mean, the push was a flagrant one to me. Like, so there's the T for taunting and then the flagrant, which are different. But the rule is that anything that's insulting, intimidating, or provocative behavior or language directed at an opponent, that's a technical foul. That's the little T. So
wouldn't that be weird if there was inappropriate language not directed at the opponent? That's just Tourette's then, isn't it? Like, what the hell? What are we talking about?
Man.
There's constantly that. Of course, there's never been an NBA game where there isn't taunting language at the opponent.
And I like it. It makes the game.
Yeah.
But when it's, you know.
What are we doing? We're playing ball.
Man. Right.
They won.
Yeah, they won.
Well, let me ask you this.
They won.
They won.
I didn't see Detroit flaming out like this to where the Niners before this game, they would get in before kickoff. That's
crazy.
Incredible. But just your two thoughts on, am I making too much? Because I love the dude. Pearsall, because I feel like these are, and he still could play the next two games. But this was, I want to see him out there connecting with Purdy. Not saying they won't be next week against Chicago. But I'm shocked he ain't playing. Do you think if this was win or go home, he wouldn't be playing either.
No, I don't think he can play. That was, if you re-aggravated something that, how many games did he miss? Four?
Man.
You know what I mean? And what I would love to know, was it Guerrero that Shanahan actually said, I feel like preseason, he needs to figure out how to stay healthy in this league.
I missed that one.
I think it was Guerrero.
But just saying that can apply to RP.
Wow, I would love to know if he feels the same way. You know,
I mean, he's balling. He's out there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I struggle with the whole like blaming guys for injuries thing. But when you become injury prone after a while.
What does that mean, Dibs? Yeah. Can you control that? Athlete, with Dibs, Snotty was saying it earlier. If you're just injury prone, I'm thinking, damn, maybe you just got dealt a bad.
But think about Steph Curry. And early in his career, it was the ankles. Oh. And,
wow.
You know, he had lousy ankles, as my old partner Whitey Gleason would say. And so since then, his ankles have been mostly fine. Either he developed the muscles around it, he's wearing different shoes, he wears braces. All the above. So if you're Ricky Pearsall and you've got the hammy, the groin, the quad, whatever it is, all these different things, you can kind of like work your way into a spot where that doesn't happen anymore. Like a ligament, whatever. Okay, your knee, fine. That's going to happen. But if you're Pearsall, you got to find a way to get yourself trained up to where this is not a problem.
Yeah, he's not the biggest guy in the world, no. Obviously. But I also think when you look at this game tonight, I'm thinking, okay, if it were a playoff game, would he play? I don't know. He might.
I will say, I don't think he could. He could play.
The other thing is, this is the first game of a monster stretch. Clearly, so
it's a monster Monday.
Yes. Yeah. So I mean,
that's a three.
The as of right now, as much as yes, you'd love to run the table. The number one goal now is to be healthy for the first playoff game, whenever that is. Right.
Well, and they remember now, pretty much declared him out prior to clinching the playoffs. Oh, man, I don't think they're looking at this as like, oh, we don't need this one now. They still do, by the way.
Yes, no doubt.
There wasn't any question going into yesterday's Lions game whether or not the Niners were going to make the playoffs. It would have to be the most unbelievably epic fall. They were already at 98 something.
Like
they're going to the playoffs, but
where?
Yeah,
and
are you the one seed? Yeah. Are you the six seed? All of that. So this game remains monstrous.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And the defensive part, I'm in already just to see, you know, against what I think is a 44-year-old better quarterback with what's between his ears. Like, I'm excited to see them take it up a notch. And they'll do it with Caleb Williams and Seattle, which could be a monumental game.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Let's say someone was on Mars for the last 4 months and then landed here today.
Man.
And they were a Niner fan when they left. They landed back home, and you're like, yeah, Fred Warner, his leg was turned the other way, and Nick Bosa tore his ACL, and the number one overall draft pick for the 49ers also tore his ACL. Brock missed 8 games, and George missed 6, and Ricky Pearsall tonight will miss his 5th or 6th.
You're a top 5 lottery NFL draft. Yeah,
and you tell them all that, and you're like, but don't worry, we've already clinched a playoff berth, and if we win the final 3 games, they're going to be the one seed. And that person who landed back from Mars said to you, how did they do it? What would you say?
I'll let you go, Stanley, because I think I know your answer.
Well, I mean, I think I would take credit and stuff, and I mean, the offense that we run and stuff, and I brought in Robert Saleh, and you know, we have McCaffrey and stuff, and you know, Trent Williams, and I think that I should get a lot of credit and stuff.
I think the one thing they did a great job this year was playing to the level of the competition. They beat everybody they needed to beat.
Schedule, Sam.
There, that's where I was going.
They did. Also, they overcame a lot of adversity. They did. That's how I would look at it.
Yeah, I might respond to that by saying the same question again, though. Like, how? How did they overcome the adversity?
There's no comp for this season for me, sport-wise. Where this thing is going, I could possibly go.
I would say, well, one big difference was last year they didn't play with their MVP. And this year, their MVP has played all season long.
Okay,
gotcha.
That's one reason.
Yeah, fair answer.
Yep. Kittle missed how many games?
I think it was 6.
Yep.
Oh, was it that many? Okay. Let me see. You had a backup quarterback that did his job.
There it is.
He didn't only do his job.
He was the best backup quarterback in football.
Yeah. So I mean, what was he, 4-1?
5-3.
Yep.
5-3.
Yep.
That's a big, right? So that to me becomes like
the biggest piece, including the win on Thursday in LA, road game,
in overtime,
quote, against the Rams.
Like, I'll tell you what's been a big part of the season, and I'm not saying it's lucky. They've had great fortune, much of it self done with special teams.
Yeah.
I mean, good if they had special teams like in any of the years past, I think they probably don't have two extra wins. Do you know that more kickers have missed field goals against the Niners this year than any other team?
Yeah.
That's incredible. And they don't miss.
And they don't miss. Wow. And if they do miss, there's a penalty on the other team, so you get to try again.
Well, and when they did miss, the kicker went to Chicago, and then now he's in Washington. And by the way, he doesn't miss anymore.
Yeah, I saw him yesterday.
He still does. He missed one over the weekend, I think.
Did he?
I think so.
Moody?
Yeah, I think so.
He made one in the game against the Packers.
Yes, he made one.
Yeah, I didn't see him miss.
Maybe I'm thinking of last week. I don't know.
So 5.5 is the line tonight. 49ers favored by 5.5.
It feels like a lot. With their defense, it's not a bad defense.
It does feel like a lot to me.
But I won't comment because the pick is in, and we save it for Fade to Deborah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
You're doing pretty well.
Don't let me get hot again.
I'm seeing the number.
So you ain't hot.
There's a number down to 4.5. I'm seeing the number move. Okay. But either way, yes, it feels like a lot, and Dibs knows my philosophy when you see that.
Lean into it.
Also, take him.
To me, that's a good sign.
Okay.
If everybody
4.5 indeed.
Yeah. So it's down to 4.5.
Mid bite. Nice, Grandy.
Yeah. Nice job.
Yep.
shout out Turkey. I just when you see that, if the whole world agrees, that's too high. Well, then maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Like it feels like a number that is.
It's a trap.
It's asking for you to take.
Thank you. That's a one.
A Monday night home dog that's desperate.
Before Buckner back,
does this really come down to a lot of Rivers?
I mean,
that they're not that
is
they
that
just
going to scare you. Like he makes good decisions.
No. I'm saying in the 49ers' favor.
The fact is, he's not Dan Marino throwing it around the yard.
Look, I mean.
But he was okay against Seattle, but you said Cosell said
not
he
gonna,
didn't.
He's not going to beat you. He got to beat you 9 times in a row to get a touchdown. Jonathan Taylor is where this game starts and finishes.
So they got to be ready.
If the nine, and I think the Colts are missing their two tackles.
And the Sauce is out.
And their corners.
Yeah. I mean, we're missing Ricky, or you're missing Ricky.
Okay.
I mean, it is a desperation game for them.
No doubt.
Raiders almost tried to do something.
And it's the first. They haven't played at home with Rivers as quarterback yet.
Did you see how many teams in the AFC clinch a playoff spot if the Niners win tonight? I mean,
it's like 5, right?
Yeah, well,
Come on, man.
It would have been the Patriots also had the Ravens won last night.
They blew that.
But yeah, I think the Chargers, I think the Jags. And the Texans.
And the Chiefs.
And no.
Oh, dude, I'm lying.
And the Bills. I honestly think that if the Niners win tonight, the playoffs in the AFC are pretty much solidified except for figuring out Steelers-Ravens, which seems rather figured out for the most part.
So I asked Steiny this. You tell me what you two think. If the Niners, and I'm not being negative, if they did move up and they were 6, what would concern you more, at Philly or at Chicago?
At Philly.
Would concern you more?
Yeah, just for the football component. Philly's got names, but are they playing? They struggle with Washington. They won the game.
Yeah.
Chicago, this is new to them and Ben Johnson.
I'd probably give a slight. I'd rather play Chicago, but not by a lot.
Dude.
Not by a lot.
You want to play Carolina.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Dude.
Yeah. That's who you want to play if you don't
they're
get the
one. They're 1-6, the Bucs in their last. What's going on?
Yeah, the Bucs lost their mojo.
They've lost Baker for MVP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I mean, that's all gone.
MVP, they don't even have a winning record.
They could. So in order for them to get five, they would need to finish as runner-up in the division, but have the best record among everybody else
and
in the conference.
And have the Rams lose one more.
They need the Rams to lose one more?
Yeah, they got the Falcons and Cardinals, right? Yeah, because they're five now.
I thought the Rams have four losses right now.
They do.
Okay, so... And if the 49ers and Rams finish tie, the 49ers get the tiebreaker, right?
Correct.
It depends.
Yep.
It depends.
Why then if the Rams now are ahead?
Well, okay, it depends because you still have – the Niners need to play another division game.
Oh.
And so do the Rams. We don't know their final division record.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But the Niners got the most difficult division game.
If it ends up – and I don't even know –
Cardinals, they got the Cardinals,
If they end up together and they have the same record and the same division record, then it goes to common opponents, and I think the Rams have the edge there because they beat Houston and Jacksonville.
And I wonder if that's why they're ahead right now slightly on ESPN is they got all that calculated.
Well, no.
Well, they're 11-4 and the Niners are 10-4.
The Niners need to. The Niners will move past them if they win tonight.
Oh, that's what I was.
Yeah. The Niners move past them simply because their division record is better.
So now you got Steiny scenario.
Yeah.
Carolina.
Yeah. So there's a lot of scenarios that can still play out, but what is pretty clear now.
They need tonight. The Niners won't tonight.
I mean, we pretty much know who the playoff teams are across the NFL. Both conferences have one division, a weak division that needs to figure itself out. But outside of that, I mean, the Lions are hanging on for dear life.
That was a crush.
The Colts are hanging on for dear life. But
I thought the Lions were eliminated.
No.
Nope.
They can still catch Green Bay.
Yep.
Oh, so they just clinched for the Niners.
Yeah. They're a game and a half behind Green Bay, so they need two wins and two Green Bay losses, and Green Bay does not have their quarterback or their backup.
Three teams finished last year, a little trivia, last in their division.
Yep.
And have qualified already for the playoffs. You guys know the three teams.
I knew before I heard you do this the first time, and then I heard you do this the first time, so super, uber duper now.
And I told them last week, too. We talked about it last week where there might be three teams that go worst to first this year, which would be the first time ever that three teams go from last to
winning
the division.
That's got to be great for the league. I'm sorry, man.
I mean, that's a big...
That ain't happening in the NBA at all.
That's salary cap sports for you.
Yeah. Wow, there you go.
You know, that's not going to happen in baseball.
Chance in baseball.
Where one team has $1 billion deferred.
Just stop, man.
You know, it's not going to happen, so...
How are you feeling about the Warriors real quick?
Big win. Better. Feeling better, but still, like, a lot of questions. And, like, Steve Kerr is obviously searching for who do I play and... You know, who do I play when and for how much? Buddy Hield, DNP. And that, to me, is the shocker because Buddy Hield plays every game always, no matter where he is. And then you don't get to play Buddy. And the whole thing about, like, a shooter in a slump, you have to shoot your way out of it. Stein, you know this. You never slumped as a shooter because you're a knockdown shooter. But you can't make shots when you're on the bench. So that one to me was a little bit of a shock.
But he can send a message like, I don't know if he was sending one to Will. Obviously he wasn't when he said was going with the veterans, but Will comes. So hopefully Buddy, when his number's called, will have the Will-type performance that Will stayed ready when he was out of the lineup.
I think their attitudes largely have been consistent and pretty good. And I think that as much as there's frustration with Kerr's rotations, and I get it. Some of the things make me scratch my head, too. At the same time, I think we should all acknowledge the difficulty of trying to balance all of this from both a basketball and a political and an emotional sort of a standpoint. It's pretty difficult. But, Will was fantastic on Saturday night. I'll tell you what. I was in the stands, and there was something that really stood out to me because we talked to everybody every day here on the radio. But sometimes I figure if you call a radio station, it's because you're kind of one of the extra ticked off people. Mm-hmm. It was fascinating to look around my whole section and see two things. One, every time Will Richards scored, people were kind of like, why the hell didn't you put him in a week ago? And there is a dynamic surrounding Brandon Pajemski. That is so unhealthy. I have no idea what to do with it. And you all know who you are. When he scores, you sit on your hands. And when he does anything other than score,
because he helped him in Phoenix,
you stand up and look at the person sitting next to you and go, "That guy drives me nuts."
Now, Mark,
it's everywhere.
I'm not saying you're lying.
I'm not lying.
I'm not saying
okay.
that. That's why I said it. I'm not saying you're lying, right.
But
I'm not saying you're wrong. Tonight, I'll be at Chase Center, and I'm going to monitor.
But you got to sit in the seats.
Yeah,
I'm in the seats.
What seats?
You know the ones.
I was upper tank.
Okay, I'm the ones.
Top of the lower bowl.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I got Florida.
I had a large party, so we went.
Yeah.
We went upper tank.
Wait, so was it your party that was complaining, or was it people around your party?
Actually, one of the people in my party is one of the people I'm talking about. Dibs knows this though. My
oldest son. Experience.
My oldest son cannot stand Brandon Pajamski, and I'm sitting here going like, and I know,
Dad, I could do what he does.
Yeah, like I'm not. I get it. I honestly do. There are things that he, look, what he says and just his look and even the decisions, it can be a little wobbly sometimes. But whoever has a Warrior jersey on, when they have the ball.
You're rooting for him.
I want the shot to go in.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to really weird.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah. I can't wait. What about Evan tonight?
How about that?
Is
Dude,
that big?
How about Evan?
Evan.
I mean, I'm. The story is that, I mean, I couldn't do it. So they were dead.
I don't want to talk. He's doing what Stoddy accuses me of making it about me.
I mean, it's not about me, but I mean, I may or may not have gotten a call.
Okay. All right, wow.
I mean, I've got, you know,
I got plans.
You want to talk
about an elevation sensation? That's
he
what
got
this
it.
Is.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm doing this.
This is
you never
great.
Know. This could be one of the weirdest games ever. There could be history made, like the Goonies.
Yep.
For you or
yep. Oh, yeah.
The other one. I mean,
that was
Curry could hit a 60-footer
bedlam for me. Yeah.
What if Curry hits a 60-footer at the buzzer to give the Warriors a win?
Curry!
Evan's on the call.
What if he scores 70? You know, who knows?
Do you think he's going to have a signature that will, like...
That's probably why he took today off.
Exactly.
He's home in the bathroom mirror just practicing.
Scripting his first 10 game-winning calls,
nice.
You know?
Don't be afraid to let the action speak for itself.
What do you wear?
He'll wear
it's
he'll
radio.
Wear, he'll wear a jacket.
Paint your face one side blue, the other side gold.
And he gets Tolbert too, right?
No,
not
he's
tonight.
Off
Tolbert's
off. Solo dolo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He said in a way for radio that may be helpful.
Easier, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, gents.
We'll be listening.
Well, go Niners. Go Warriors. Let's come in here tomorrow with a couple wins and get us into the holiday season with clenched fists of joy.
And tell how fired up you
and
are.
And where?
Yeah.
Right here.
Okay.
Where?
It's 95.7 the game.
He has to do it!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.